Blog Talk Radio.
Indeed it is. Good evening, y'all. Welcome to another edition of the Christopher Smith Show, Blog Talk Radio Network. It is Monday. It is the 6th of December, 2021. And I appreciate you guys for being here. Honestly, man, you guys could have been anywhere else in the world. But you decided sitting in with me would be more stimulating to your psyche. So what I'm going to do is, I'll tell you what, you're about to enjoy the perks of sitting in with me tonight. Appreciate you guys for being here. Beautiful day here in the seven cities of Virginia. And I had a good day today. Man, I had to go get this. I got water in my elbow. I had to get my elbow drained, got that done, and got out of there enough in time. Listen, y'all, tomorrow the Christopher Smith Show is going to be moved to 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, because I'm going to get this thing and try to wrap my day. I want to wrap my day up early, so until further notice, starting tomorrow, I'm going to get this thing done at 5 o'clock. All right, so because I have a lot of different arenas and I have a lot of different platforms, I say a lot of things on here, and I'm starting to understand, I'm getting an idea that a lot of people don't understand why I say the things. I think some of the unfortunate to some of the things that I talk about, you guys just met me, and I've been doing this for a very long time. I started this in 2010, so I don't know if 2010 is a very long time. I don't know if 11 years is a very long time, but I can the way I pick my show titles is I am looking at TV and something will strike my interest. I'll put it in for the topic. I'll pick a date. I'll 20 minutes later, something else spark my interest. I will come back to the dashboard here on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'll see that I already have something for the 6th. I'll see that I already have something for the 7th. I'll put that title in the 8th. When I put these titles up, I don't ever practice. I don't ever do a pre-warm-up. I don't do anything. When that lady say, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, it is 100% pure improv from that point on. That is one of the perks of doing this for so long. I can do a five-hour show, improv, the entire thing. So I want to talk about perks. And what I want to talk to you about perks, because perks are earned. Perks aren't something that's given to you. Perks are the reward for perks are the subsidiary area of something that you've done, and now you got the perks. Perks simply said, the better you are, the higher your entitlements. The better you are, the higher your entitlements. Always use my titles and take stabs, because in the community where I'm from, you see the best people, both men and women, in relationships that are the worst. You know, I have a thing, and my thing that I always will tell individuals, I am not trying to listen to a pretty woman sound like an ugly chick. If you're pretty, you're supposed to have the perks, and you're supposed to sound like a pretty woman. If you do something in life, your current position, unfortunately, is the residuals of the perks that you got for the things that you've done. So we're going to talk about perks tonight, because what I have to tell you about perks is the better you are, the higher your entitlements. People, I've done a lot in life. I give back. I give back via words. I have given back by way of taking care of individuals. I have given back by way of giving individuals, affording them a lifeline, and me being on the end of that lifeline. People, I don't give those perks out anymore. When you listen to me talk, I think that it is hard for anybody to grasp the understanding unless you understand what it is that you're listening to. And I mean truly understand what it is you're listening to. People, if I let you borrow $100 And as soon as I let you borrow that $100, you say, F you. It doesn't hit the same if you didn't ask me for the money and you simply said it out of the blue. I think we all would agree that when someone dishes out good, for the most part, they are expecting good in return. What you listen to me when you hear me talk, when I say I don't speak to my brother, when I say I don't speak to my mother, and I say I don't have a relationship with my child, what you're listening to is an individual in all my greatness, I discontinue the perks. So much to the point where I now came up with a narrative. I don't give people the benefit of the doubt. I doubt the benefits. Oh, what's the difference? I don't give anybody the benefit of the doubt anymore. I now doubt the benefits. I'm not giving you I'm too old for that. Let's not even get into the gist of it. I'm too old for it. So, and then I'll explain to you how I afforded these on to these people in my life. People, I'm successful. And I mean very. There's a term that exists, and that term is you have life by the horns. People, when you have life by the horns, there is tons of narratives that go with that. But tonight, I'm only give you one. And that perk of having life by the horns is simply being able to take care of your family, being able to say you will never have a need because you're my brother. You don't ever have to worry about wondering, mother, if your children love you. Mother, I'm going to give you something to brag about. I'm going to help you. I wanted my mom to be that black woman to speak amongst her friends and say, no, my son does this for me. My son is successful. That is the perks that I afforded my mom for birthing me and simply being my mom. My brother, I helped him out a lot as an adult. Helped him buy a car. I gave him 2/3 the amount of the vehicle that he was trying to buy. Let him borrow money. Went and rented cars from him. I always had better credit than him. Go figure, even with my jacked up credit's filing bankruptcy 16 times. Helping him. I always gave, because I was successful, because I am successful, excuse me. But I can't do that no more. Because the perks that I dish out was yielding me pain in return. And for that, couldn't do that anymore. Couldn't do that no more. So let's talk about to the club. But when you go to the club, there's a VIP section. There are different perks in the VIP section. I don't know what those perks are exactly. I don't know if you got a tab, an endless tab, a tab that you can settle later on. But the VIP section is normally roped off, and you're by yourself. You get the perks of rolling. I now have good credit. Because of my good credit, I get the perks of having low interest rates. I get the perks of being able to get credit cards. I now have 13 of them. I am enjoying the perks of having good credit. Say something else. People, I am in good health. And I wanted to say that because true wealth comes in a form of your health. People don't seem to get that. this hamster in the wheel perspective, people understand first and foremost. But that's not the case. True wealth comes in the form of health. And I have it. I have health, and I'm enjoying the perks that come with having good health. I am. I'm going to tell you something. When I was at the VA hospital today, you go to the VA hospital. You're in a waiting room, but seclusion isn't exactly the order of business. You can hear negotiations between nurses and patients. And what I got today was, date of birth, happy belated birthday. And then when it was all done, Merry Christmas, a woman just happened to be waiting in the room, in the area, just happened. It was the perks, and I'm going to explain to you what those perks were. People, when I go to the VA hospital, what I see more than individuals of my image, I see a lot of individuals that's broken down. You know, that's what I see. I see lots of individuals that are broken down. I see individuals that, as I'm talking about right now, did not take care of themselves. I'm seeing individuals that are not healthy. Probably going on. I have not did a survey. I don't know. But it has happened in the last year and a half or so, because I've really pushed my working out. Like, there's a perspective when you lift weights, and that's called you swole. You get swollen. And when you work out enough, you're swollen, you stay swollen. Like, I can look at me and see that my physique is, I'm fuller up top. And I always wear hoodies, to try to hide my physique. But it's gotten to the point now when I look in the mirror, even when I have on a hoodie, I actually say to myself, wow, I can't hide my physique anymore, all right? And I notice the perks are I get a lot more smiles. Let's just say that. I get a lot more smiles, all right? And I'm not mad at that, but I get a lot more smiles. So that is one of the perks that I get. Now, people, I'm talking about perks tonight, and what I'm talking about when it comes to perks is the better you are, the higher your entitlements. Do you know a football team has 53, count them, 53 individuals on a roster? 53. Do you know out of 53 individuals, 52 of them will agree that the most important person on the team is the quarterback? All right? Two of them would say that. The quarterback would say, no, it's a team thing. But the other 52 would say, no, we're only going to be as good as our quarterback. All right? So, what do you think happens when it comes to entitlements for a quarterback in the National Football League? You can't even hit a quarterback in the National Football League. You'll get fined. If he's inside the pocket, you cannot hit him. If he comes outside the pocket, he is no longer a quarterback. If he stays within the grounds of a quarterback, you cannot hit him. Why is that? Because the quarterback, the team, will only go as far as the quarterback. So the quarterback is and subject to non-hit entitlement. The way it goes, entitlements. Now, when you talk about entitlements, you kind of got to be fair. because there's another side of entitlements when it comes to entitlements. And the unfortunate side of entitlements is when individuals aren't doing so well in life. If I can give you an example, when you commit a crime, you're going to get all the perks that comes with committing a crime. Those are your perks. Prison time is the perks. Prison time, they're the perks. Don't commit a crime, you will not receive the perks of imprisonment. Your entitlements of prison time won't happen. However, when you commit a crime, the perks of committing a crime, you're now entitled to prison. When you decide you want to live beyond your means, when you decide that you don't want to have any structure, when you decide there is not going to be any order, when you decide that you're going to wing it, you will receive the perks that come along with that. You'll receive them. I want to be clear about something. I make sure I manage my time in such a way where I'm sturdy, I'm firm, I'm not going to let anybody get me off of my time. There's going to come a time when it's not going to be about me, and I'm going to have others to consider. That time isn't now. And because of that, I must make sure that I manage my life, because the perks of an out-of-control life, the perks of not having substance, the perks of not having order, the perks of not following a schedule means you're going to collide with something and you're going to lose when you collide with it. That's what's going to happen. It's going to be no other way. The perks that's going to come with that when you collide with this, you know, this thing that individuals want to do. I want to be clear about what I'm talking tonight. I'm talking about the benefits. I'm talking about the reward. The reward when you do something, when you're in the situation you're in. You have to understand the perks of everything that you're involved with. You cannot assume the position of just this everything is going to be all right perspective. People, I'm going to tell you something. Giving somebody control over your life for 1 minute will take a lifetime to reverse the damage that's done in just 1 minute. Think about that. You gave somebody control over your life. That's what you did, right? You gave somebody control over your life for just 1 minute. And the damage that they've done, will take a lifetime to get yourself out of it. It is truly an unbelievable narrative. It is truly an unbelievable perspective. It is. It is. I will never in my life negotiate. I will never in my life, excuse me. I will never in my life negotiate my words. I will never. I will never do that. I will never negotiate my words. You hear what I'm saying? I will never negotiate my words. I don't want to deal with the perks on the other end of that. I don't. People, I watched the first 48, and I would listen to a guy sitting inside an interrogation room telling a cop, I didn't know. They just called me. They needed a ride. And I'm going to go left when I say this because it's not too much associated with perks, but it is. But I'm going to just say this. Let me go left for a second. Drop your level down to sensitive. Let's talk about that for a second. What am I saying? Drop your level. Why drop your level down to sensitive? People, do you think sensitive is bad? Some would call me sensitive. Oh, you're sensitive. I own it. You know why sensitive is a good thing? Because it alerts you on things quicker. People, please believe it when I say it. I can take something you thought was bad all your life, and then when I say it, I hope you understand just how great it is. Not good, but great. Let me repeat that. Drop your perspective in life down to sensitive. Tell you how many people I talk to, and I'm listening to them, and they are just knee-deep in with the bullshit with something or somebody. It's just unbelievable. It is like holy crap, you really stepped in it. You really stepped in it. You're really like knee-deep in with the bull. How about this? Listen to me. How about you drop your level of friendship? How about you start being sensitive? Because once again, sensitivity alerts you to things a lot quicker. I kid you not when I tell you it's no part of a continuation of a negative narrative. I want nothing. I don't want that. So, drop your level of dealing with people. Drop it to sensitive. To sensitive. Because when you choose to, move forward with this to wiggle, this extra room to move, you're destroying yourself. You are destroying yourself. You are. People, don't make a career out of the bull. When it comes to the bullshit, don't make a career out of it. Don't. The future you will thank you for it. Yeah. The future you will thank you for it. I have a saying that I always tell my clients. and I say it to other people, and I'm going to tell you guys here tonight. I don't think I ever said it here on the Christopher Smith Show. And here it goes. Don't let the person you're going to be tomorrow be mad at the person you are today. It's up to you to put your tomorrow's version of you in the best position possible. That's up to you. That's up to nobody else. And when I have to get into a conversation with somebody and I have to explain to them all the perks that I am, that I've afforded myself in life because I was so good, now I'm great. But when I have to sit down with people and I have to tell these individuals all these things, they get mad at me. They're like, oh, no, we're screwed up in the game. You're supposed to be like us. No, I'm not. You're a bum. You've been on bum time. That's a you thing. You decided you wanted to be a bum. Enjoy the perks. Enjoy the perks. You decided you wanted to live life fast when we were younger. But Father Time slowed you down and helped you enjoy the view now. Now you don't like the view. You don't want the perks of the very thing you sowed. It is amazing. Older I get, the less I'm able to talk to people. Talking to a friend of mine I went to school with, started working out, got their body hot, just sizzling. Only for that person to say, when I was heavy, I got likes and everything. Now I'm slimmed down. People say I'm showing off. Yeah. That's normally how it goes. That's normally how it goes. It is amazing to speak to people, and you will have a better conversation with them if you start telling them about all your mess ups and all your flaws in life. Nah. I don't want the perks. I don't want those perks. I'm good with everything that I'm doing. I'm good with everything that I have done. Put yourself in a good position. And I promise you this. You'll want to put yourself in a better position than that good position. You know why? Because there's nothing, and I mean nothing, like the perks of good. Good night, y'all.